Hey, good to see you too. Do you want to sit with me? This place is pretty crazy. Yeah, I mean, I pretend I come here for the coffee, but it's really the chocolate pastries, let's face it. I think I've seen you here before in the morning, but never really had the courage to say anything. Yeah, mostly that. I thought it would be weird for you to have to talk to your ex's BFF. Well, especially given what happened. Do you mind if we talk about something kind of serious? Oh, I know it's not fair to catch you in public like this. Okay, good. So, I need to tell you some things about her. And then, well, some things about me. No, it's not really bad news for you, I don't think. Just something I have to say, and then something I need to say. So listen, I know she stepped out on you, but I need to tell you that it isn't like her, and that she isn't the same. No, I'm not saying it was okay. She knows it's not, and I do too. We're still friends, and well, we used to talk about it all the time. Did you know the man you caught her with? No. Well, I do. Oh, I had a bad feeling about him before all this happened, but now I know. He's pretty hot, but he takes what he wants, and he lies to get it. And when he's done with you, he's done. Well, she met him at work. It was just infatuation, you know. And, well, she has some body image issues that he preyed upon. And naturally, he asked her out after you guys had a fight that left her angry and sad. No, I'm not justifying it. Please, listen. It's just the context. I need you to try and understand where she is right now. I promise it will make sense, and then you never have to speak to me again if you want. She's different now. She kind of broke after your split. It wasn't like she cheated before, when she stopped seeing him right afterwards. Yeah, she called you a lot, and texted you, and even kind of followed you around a little bit. And of course, left that note. And eventually, she started seeing a therapist. Yes. And thankfully, she is doing better. Her guilt was killing her. And she's come to terms with it. She still doesn't have any illusions about it being anything but a huge mistake. She's a lot more stable now. She doesn't ever talk about getting back with you. But I have to tell you, I think she still loves you. Because when she thinks I'm not looking, I catch her looking at pictures of you two on her phone. And when she talks about you, it's never in a negative light. It's always about a good time you had or something nice you did. And well, sometimes I hear her crying at night. I don't think she's obsessing, but I do think she has very deep feelings that are not resolved. Not yet. She's dealing with them pretty healthily, but that doesn't mean they just stop, you know? Please don't be angry. I have to tell you this. I don't want to. It hurts. It hurts almost more than. Simply put, I'm saying that she's in a good place mentally. And I don't think she's ever going to cheat again on anyone. And if you called her, I think she would take any chance to be with you again. No, I'm not trying to convince you to get back with her. I promise. I have to do this, okay? It wouldn't be right otherwise. So, do you want to? Get back with her, I mean. No? Oh, okay. Well, here's the tough part. What I need to tell you. Do you remember how we met? Yeah, it was at the beach house we all rented for Memorial Day weekend. Remember? And she had just started dating you. And you were a little nervous about impressing her friends. Yes, well, you did impress us. You were funny, and you were laid back about everything, which can be hard because some of our friends can be really rude. Plus, we were all super tight. And, well, you were foxy and all that other stuff. We were all really happy for her. She'd been alone for a while. And I was there with someone, but we broke up not long afterwards. And you came into our circle of friends. It was really nice. Of course, being her best friend and her roommate, I saw you a lot too. And I saw how you treated her. You weren't hyper-masculine, but you were reliable and affectionate. Not someone who drags people down, but someone who brings people around them up. You're a little weird, but not creepy weird. And, well, honestly, kind of hot. Okay, when I say it like that, maybe it doesn't sound exactly complimentary. But it is, I swear. And all her friends, well, us, we noticed. Oh, especially the girls. We'd give her a hard time about how we'd like to steal you away from her. But that kind of freaked her out a bit and made her jealous. And, of course, we didn't mean anything by it, so we stopped. And from then on, I became very careful of how I acted around you. No, it wasn't like she forbade us from interacting with you or anything. She was just so happy, and none of us wanted to do anything to ruin it, even by accident. Yeah, and then life just went on like that. And you came by a lot. You stayed over sometimes. We talked a lot when she was in the shower or whatever. Just, you know, everyday stuff. About common interests. We have a lot, you know. And you were always there to help me, too. And since you were around, if I needed someone to drive me somewhere or help me with something, you were always willing to do it. You even helped me build my computer that time, remember? And I was such a pain in the ass about it. Oh, well, we were close in a different way. And since she wasn't really a nerd, you'd always be excited to talk to me about the new episode of The Expanse or whatever. Or when a new game came out that you knew I'd like. And we'd even play online sometimes, or when you were hanging out. And you were a hugger. To be honest, a really good hugger. It's impossible not to notice that you keep yourself in pretty good shape when you can feel the muscles pressing against you. Who wouldn't feel safe and happy being in your arms? I'm going to sound like a creep, but honest to God, you smell incredible too. Well, I don't know when it happened exactly. I'm sure I didn't fall for you all at once, but I realized it one day, very suddenly, and, well, it terrified me. Well, you were staying over, which was not unusual. You guys watched some Netflix and were cool with me hanging out with you, and then later you had sex, nothing wrong with that. You closed the door, and you tried to keep it down. But that night, for whatever reason, I was hyper aware of it. Normally, I just put in headphones if I could hear anything clearly, but I just couldn't do it. I couldn't stop listening. I could make out your moans and even some of the things you were saying to her, and she was not quiet at all. I felt like a complete creep, but at the same time, I just couldn't help myself. I was turned on by hearing you in the other room. But that wasn't what I felt, mainly. Mainly, it was pain. There was such a deep ache in my heart, and I had never felt anything like that before. It wasn't like jealousy. No, I didn't hate her. I just wanted to be with you so badly that night, and it hurt so much to hear you making love to someone else. I couldn't even fool myself into thinking of it as just sex. I got to see you two together all the time. You were in love. Any idiot could see that. Even someone who was falling hard for exactly the wrong person. And then once I realized I knew I could never, ever talk about it with her, and obviously not with you either, so I learned to hide my deepest emotions from the two people I cared about the most in the world, and try to move on. But the thing is, when you see someone every day, you can't just move on. And even if I somehow managed to be out of the house when I thought you two might be having sex or hanging out, it was impossible to avoid it completely. And moving out was, of course, out of the question. We were all pretty poor, and that was the best apartment I could get. And as time went on, it just got worse. Every time you touched me, it was like I was on fire. And when you hugged me, I was undone for at least an hour. And when you went out of your way to tell me something or help me, I felt like I was the center of the universe. And when you held her or kissed her, it felt like I was dying. It was going to break me, and I knew I had to do something. But I never got the chance. She cheated, and you caught her. I was there that night, but I didn't know. I thought she was having sex with you. Just because I never saw you come in didn't mean anything. But then I heard you shouting and her crying, and I came out looking like an idiot. And you gave me such a dirty look on the way out. It was I thought we were at least friends kind of look. You obviously and understandably thought I had been somehow covering for her. I wasn't. I swear to you. I don't know what I would have done if I had known. Confronted her, probably. At first, I was just angry at her. So angry. She assumed it was the anger a friend feels when someone they love fucks up. But it wasn't. It was just cold, selfish rage at her betrayal. How dare she treat you like that? When I couldn't have any part of you. Couldn't bring myself to even think about dating someone else without feeling pathetic guilt. And then she just decides to fuck whomever. Of course, I stayed on and tried to help her work through it. I hope to God I never showed anything that was going on beneath the surface to her. And I learned that I was even more of a fool. I thought it was bad before. Do you know what's worse than having to see the man you love with someone else? Realizing that you probably would never see him again. That he would go out of his way to avoid you. And in fact, probably hated you for being complicit in a betrayal. Realizing that every single feeling I had for you was unknown and worthless and didn't even count. I said she broke, but so did I. She didn't notice, which was understandable, but I couldn't conceal it from my other friends. I just told them that work was extra awful and that I was having a breakdown. When I was alone, I cried. I couldn't even play fucking video games because it reminded me of you. I would have these awful, wonderful dreams where we'd be happy together and then wake up and realize that it was just an illusion. And then things just got kind of gray. I don't know how else to describe it. I helped her to get back on her feet any way I could. I stopped being angry with her pretty quickly when I saw how devastated she was. After all, I felt the same way. I moved on. The days have been pretty much the same since. I decided to change my routine a little, to get out there, think about new things, meet new people, maybe meet someone. But I discovered, to my joy and horror, that my new favorite coffee place is also your favorite coffee place. But hey, at least I could see you again. And you looked great. Happy even sometimes. And I told myself that was enough. At least you were happy. It wasn't though. It ate at me until I had to do something. I didn't want it to be crazy, but I knew I had to tell you. And to do it right, I had to tell you about her first. And of course, I told her all of this last night. Believe me, it didn't go over very well. But I think we're still friends. She understands what I'm going through, after all. So, that's it. That's the truth, the full truth, as I know it. I love you, and it hurts, and I can't stop. I've tried. I want you, and I need you. And I'm so terrified right now that I can't even express it. Please. I need to know, is there any feeling for me at all in your heart? If you say no, I swear I'll do everything I can so you won't have to see me again. But I don't want you to say no. I think you know what I want you to say to me. And, well, what I want you to do to me. Please, just answer.